You're listening to Live from Studio Radio 45. This podcast was recorded in our studio in Queens, New York. This is the audio version of the podcast. If you would like to see video of this performance, subscribe to our YouTube channel at YouTube/Studio Radio 45. You can also contact us at StudioRadio45@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us on the Studio Radio 45 podcast. Today, we're here with two wonderful jazz guitar players, Mark Coccio and Coyote Anderson. Thank you so much for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What we're going to have you do is just play a quick song for us so we can kind of get an idea of the sound that you guys are doing right now. And then we'll do like a quick short interview, and then we'll have you play a couple more songs.
Okay, after that. Great. This is a tune of mine called Myopia. Thank you.
So, how would you describe your music? And is this your music, or are these traditional songs you're playing?
This is a tune I wrote a while ago. But we're both jazz guitarists, and we're both guitarists. We met playing in a pop band together, and in several bands like that, and they all kind of fell apart.
So
many bands do.
Yeah.
And whenever one of them fell apart, we were like, hey, we should keep playing together. And like at the time, I wasn't playing that much jazz, actually. And I'm not sure if you were either, but it just felt good to do that on our tunes and on tunes we really liked and never got to play. And and that's how this started. I would go down to his place in the Lower East Side, and now it feels good to be doing that again, now that he's living in Astoria.
Yeah, and are you guys doing strictly jazz when you guys get together?
I don't think we planned it that way. We just kind of played.
Yeah.
And we gravitated towards that. I think we both went to school for jazz guitar.
Yeah, because it's pretty technical. I mean, I always find it amazing because I play guitar, but I certainly don't play jazz. It's pretty amazing how technical it really is. I mean, you guys both went to school. Did you train?
Yeah, I went to New England Conservatory, and Coyote, you went to
City College. And
oh, okay.
You went to NYU too
for a master's degree.
I wonder if there's talk after, but I know somebody else who went to that school. So.
Oh, okay. Probably it's a small world. So.
It is a small world, and everyone's kind of intertwined. So you guys both studied. You're both trained musicians, right? And what are your ambitions? What are you guys? Are you guys playing with a lot of different projects? What's kind of your main?
Yeah.
What's your main goal with music?
For me, I guess main goal on a broader level is just to bring something new into the world and to everybody. I think that's all you can really ask for. I think so many musicians are, you know, caught up in different career things and, you know, the business of it, which is fine. But for me, I would love to help contribute to just everybody, by bringing something more beautiful to everyone. So that's kind of my goal.
Like that. For me, musically, what's brought me the greatest satisfaction, and this is another version of that, is when I get to write something and have other amazing musicians play it and make me sound good. that's what's been the greatest satisfaction for me, and this is definitely an example of that.
Yeah. So, is your writing process on paper?
It really depends. It usually involves something coming out while I'm in the shower, actually, like an idea or
interesting,
or
like you're singing it,
and then you kind of hearing it in my head, and I don't know what it is about either the hot water or just the fact that I'm in a place with no distractions, really.
Yeah.
And either something I'm hearing, or a concept, or a poem that I just read, and hearing that put to music. That's what I've been doing lately.
And that's great. I mean, you guys play as part of a quartet as well, right?
Well, I have a quartet, and he has a trio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that involves drums and bass. So this is separate from your other quartet, because we were talking about having your quartet come in and do a podcast as well.
Yeah,
be interesting. We'll see that in the future. Right. Then you have a trio.
And I have a trio. And I would say, like, the music that I write the music for my trio. Mm-hmm. And the music almost serves as like a platform. And for me, a good piece of music that I write usually can translate to different formats too. Mm-hmm. So later today, we're going to play one of my tunes. And that was something that I had always played. I think I first played it in a quintet, guitar, piano, bass, drums, and maybe a horn. And then I played it a lot with my trio, and now this is the first time, actually, where two guitars have played it. So it's kind of like a starting point, and then you can build on the composition.
Oh, that's interesting. From there.
Yeah, and the great thing is it is so open to interpretation that each person on any given day can bring it onto a completely different context, mm-hmm. you know, and that's...
Yeah, like when I write, I like to keep it open, so, mm-hmm. you know, I want to hear what Coyote's going to say on it versus the bass player and drummer in my trio getting different... I don't want to write so specifically that there's only one way.
Right, so you want to be able to have the person give their personal touch to the music that you're mm-hmm. writing, and that kind of adds an element to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that great. Makes it special.
You guys do you guys have any music that you've released together?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Soon, okay. Hopefully.
But in your independent project, so if people wanted to kind of hear your music, where would they find you guys online?
Yeah, we both have our respective websites.
Yeah, my website's markcocheo.com, and I list all my gigs and stuff I'm up to.
And you're based in New York, right?
I'm based in New York, okay. Yeah.
How about you, Coyote?
And for me, it's same idea, www.coyoteanderson.com, Coyote like the animal, Anderson like the flute player from Jethro Tull. Is it?
Anderson, right?
But I'm wondering, there's two spellings of Anderson, so I think I got the right one. But either way, coyoteanderson.com.
Great. And also, if you guys wanted to see video of them performing, you can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, YouTube.com/StudioRadio45, and you can see actually video performance of them performing. And the videographer is Dennis Callow. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. And then we're going to have you play a couple more songs.
Cool.
What are you guys going to play for us now?
This one, I'm from upstate New York, and this is kind of my tribute to... where I grew up. It's very woodsy, completely desolate, but pretty. And it's called Wildwood Way. Thank you.
Hey, so this is a song that it's actually not really a song because there's no lyrics yet. So it's a composition entitled November that I wrote.
Thank you so much for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any upcoming shows that you'd like to plug?
Actually, we've got one July 2nd at a place called May May Cafe. It's around the corner from City Winery, downtown Manhattan. And then August 13th, we're going to be up in Harlem at Silvana. Both those shows start around 6 o'clock.
Great. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.